And now, the second act of the California Artist Radio Theater and George Bernard Shaw's The Inca of Perusalem, starring Norman Lloyd, Lois Nettleton, Linda Henning, Robert Rockwell, Ashby Adams, and William Wyndham. But first, a background study of the play with Shavian scholar and authority, Dr. Sidney Albert.
The Inca of Perusalem, an almost historical comedietta, listed as written by, quote, a member of the Royal Literary Society, and was written in 1915. It was first presented by Barry Jackson at the Repertory Theater, Birmingham, on October 7, 1916, for 7 or 15 performances, there are two records, with Gertrude Kingston and Felix Aylmer in the leading roles. It was part of a triple bill. It had a single performance again as part of a triple bill on December 16, 1917, produced by Edith Craig, Ellen Terry's daughter, with Terry and Shaw in attendance. They did not speak to one another, but Shaw wrote to her that she looked very young and very nice at the Inca. She was almost 71 then, and Shaw 61. Shaw had rehearsed this production. The play was also performed at the front during the war and had a New York production at the Neighborhood Playhouse in November 1916. Shaw openly identified the Inca of the play with Kaiser William II of Germany, and in a prefatory note to the published text in 1919, he explains how the English public viewed the Kaiser and the Germans during the war as, quote, a deadly peril, unquote. He and the Kaiser, he writes, knew better. With the war over, he did not want to hit Caesar while he was down, so he had deleted anything that could be mistaken for a foul blow. However, he had retained, quote, the ancient privilege of comedy to chasten Caesar's foibles by laughing at them, whilst introducing enough obvious and outrageous fiction to relieve both myself and my model from the obligations and responsibilities of sober history and biography. To perform the play in public in those days, a license from the Lord Chamberlain's office was required. The Inca ran afoul of this censorship, which prohibited depictions of the royal family. The play gained clearance subject to the following conditions. Deletion of all reference to, quote, the Inca's grandmother, who was Queen Victoria of England, to the Inca's uncle, who was Edward VII, and to King George's abstinence from wine. There was a further request to, quote, kindly see that the makeup of the Inca does not too closely resemble the German emperor, unquote. Among other details that were affected was the distinctive
sample complete. Ready to continue?